Okay, today's daf is Truma's daf Chavtes, and we are on Chavtes Amud Aleph on top. As we continue discussing somebody being mafresh on behalf of someone else. So we're speaking about Shutfin. That was the Mishnah that we are commenting on. At the end of the Mishnah said that workers, we spoke about workers, Paulim Elam Rishus Litrom. A worker is not allowed to be Torah on behalf of a Balabayas, because the Balabayas might want to do it himself, and he might want to take certain types, and he might want to take a certain amount. So generally, workers are not allowed to be Torah, except for the Drochos. Except for the drochos, the ones that crush the wine, those workers are allowed. Why? Shehein metamen esagat. That's the language of the Mishnah. So what exactly does that mean? So the way that the Rosh and the Marafolda explained it was that we're talking about workers that are chaverim, and Balabayas, that's an Am Haaretz, and he's going to want to handle the wine, and he knows he doesn't know the halacha. He doesn't know that he's going to end up messing up his wine. So he... the umdana is that he would allow and he would want the workers to be torim early enough in the process, so by the time he touches the wine, he won't be matami the truma, because they'll have taken the truma out and been mafreshed already and designated it for the kohen, and there won't be any issue. Right? That's what how the Mara fold up, based on the Rishonim, interpreted it in the Mishnah. Right? They see that in the Mishnah. Ba'alim ameh ha'aretz shehiskiru po'alim chaverim. They were maskir, they hired out workers, so they are allowed to, before the Balabayas comes and touches. Good. So now the Gemara explains what we just said. Once they walk this way and that way, remember the picture of the wine press? You have an upper area and a lower area with a little ramp that goes down in the middle. So they used to put the grapes in the upper area, and they used to stamp on them with their bare feet. That's the drochos, trampling on them. And then the wine used to go down into the ramp, into the lower one. And after you do that once, then you take it out and you do it again with a board. So the drochos, once you went the first time, once they start getting a little wet, shehilchu ben shesivar, if you do it one way, you do it the other way, metamenes abarmiyad. So then, what does that mean, metamenes abarmiyad? The possibility of being metame in the bar comes immediately, and therefore, the balabayas would allow and want the workers to be mafrish right then, right when the wine starts being wine, the first stage of the process, therefore, it is allowed right away early. See on the top of the marafolda, hilkach, kivan shehilchu shesi va'arif dehinichuhu, chayshinon shemenogu ba'bailim. Maybe the bailim are going to come and touch it, vitim'uhu miyad, and be metami it right away, and therefore, it is allowed. And therefore, it is allowed for the workers to be mafresh right then to save the balabayas from his own problems. Right, because he's going to end up touching it, and he's not going to want that. But says the Gemara, but one second. Vatani hapolin. We have a tosefta in the first parak of Trumas. Hapolin shetarbos habor ein shumas and truma. Workers can't be mafresh, like we said in our Mishnah. Vim haya habar katan. But if it's a very small bar, would meet what there is if it's a small bar. The Maras Sirlio says, if it's a small bar, so then, karov ligabo, then people passing by, it's a good chance that they're gonna touch it, and Amayaris might be walking by. Or back to the Gemara. O shahayu, we skip the next word, acherim mishach shechinbo, right, or others might be, moving the grapes. Trumas and truma. So then they're truma, because the Balabayas would want them to do it early if it's a small bar or others are mishachshech. So what do we medayik from this tosefta? Only because of these reasons would the workers be allowed. Mipnei sha'achir mishachshechin bahen. Only because you're worried about others. Ha'im ein achir mishachshechin bahen. But if you're not worried about others, ein trumas and truma, then maybe you would say the workers are not allowed to. So my kadun, so how could Rabbi Yochanan say this? Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah that the drochos, they could do it very early because you're nervous the Balabayas is going to come and touch it. But the Tosefta seems to say that no, only if it's a small bar or if others are going to come around and touch it, so then the workers are allowed to do it. But you're not worried about only the Balabayas. So the Gemara answers, Kan b'yayin, kan b'shemen. In our Mishnah, we're talking about wine. The Brisa is talking about oil. Wine, there's more of a chash. Because people always like to touch wine. V'lohu yayin v'lohu shemen. It's almost the same thing. Is it wine and shemen the same thing? No. Yayin tumaso mitsuya. Wine tum is mitsuya. Why? Marafolda. Shahakol memashmashin v'yayin. Kidei l'to'amo. Right? Everybody wants a little sip of the wine. Can I have they have wine tasting. There's no such thing as oil tasting. Right? There's wine tasting. People go to. People want to touch the wine and taste the wine. Put it a little bit on their fingers. Right? You ever go to a little, an ice cream place? You want to taste it. You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Right? A little, these tiny little spoons. So maybe in the olden days they had them open and you put your own fingers into the ice cream. Right? So here you put your own fingers into the wine. That's what people do. So that you're more worried about wine. That's why our Mishnah says earlier is allowed. Shemen ain't tumasa mitsuya. Right? Oil, the tuma is not as, Matsu. Two points. Number one, the Rambam. The Rambam has a different understanding of our Gemara and our Mishnah. So again, how do we explain our Mishnah? Since the Drochos, once they go Shesi V'arev, Mitamin Asabar Miyad. So how do we understand Mitamin? The Balabayas might be Mitame right away, and therefore the workers are allowed to be mafresh right away. And you're worried about others. You're worried about others, and therefore you could assume that the Balabayas would want his workers to be mafresh. If you look in the Rambam just says it. The Rambam just says a different shot, but it's clear that this is how he understood our Gemara. Hapoalin, Dalid Yud Gimel, in the Ritrumus. Hapoalim, Ein Lam, Rishus Litrom, Shalomi, Das Balabayas, right? Workers not allowed to be Torim without the Das of the Balabayas, right? This is what we've said before. Remember the Gemara in Nedarim, Daflamid Vav or so, where we said, Torim al Sheino Shalom. Well, the first mission, Trumas. You can't be Torim al Sheino Shalom. And even though you might say, Zachal Adam Shalom Bafanov, but if it's Torim Mishal Chaveiro al Shal Chaveiro, if he didn't tell you to do it, then he can't do it. Unless he made you a Shliach. The Rashba there said, if it's from your own stuff, for your friend's stuff, so that might not mean Shlichus. That could be Zachin, La Adam Shalom Bafanov, because That's okay, because then he's not taking anything from him, right? You're bishalo al shel chaveiro. But taking from your friend's stuff, you can't do it without permission, right? Chutz min ha-darchin bagad, except for darchin bagad. So how do we understand the Rosh and the others, what do we say up until now? Because the Balabais is going to end up being matami right away, and therefore he's not going to want his stuff to become tamei, so he would allow the workers to be mafresh. What does the Rambam say? Why is the darchin bagad allowed to do this? She'im yirtzu letame asayayin. Harehi metamen oso miyad. The workers themselves could do whatever they want with this wine. They could be metame it if they would want. Ulefisha maser lahem. Ve'he'eminam al kach. Harehein kishluchin. Basically, it means biyado. Since the workers themselves are in control of this wine, and they would be able to be matami it themselves if they would want to, so it must be that the Baal Bayis trusts these workers. If he's allowing the workers to crush the grapes and make it into wine, and by this time it could be mekabel tuma, so then it must be that he trusts these workers, and if he trusts the workers, they're ki'ilu shluchim. Right, that's what the Rambam says. Ulficha masal and vehaminim al kach harehein kishluchim v'im tarmu chumas and truma. And that's what he said. The Radvaz points out that the Rambam fits in a little better to the words. Look at the words of the Gemara again. Kivet shilchu bechasi v'arif mitamenas abar miyad. So what the subject to switch there, right? Since they are once the workers do chasi v'arif and the balabayas can be mitamen miyad, that's why he gives them rishus. So the Rambam reads it straight. No, mitamen is going on the workers too, right? It's like migu that they can be mitamen yet. It must mean that the balabayas trust them. Trust them, Mipnei. The Radva says, Shapolim Metamin, Mishim Metamin has gotten, Mashma Shapolim Metamin, Veloa Bailim. Right, the Ravid has a different shot. Vahapirush, Mipnei Shehu Ose Mashke, Vatuma Mitsuya Bomiyad, Mishukhobo Chesiv Ari, Lafichach, Hazoras Lasakno, Kodim Shikabo Tuma Arizim Mishubach. The Balabayas definitely wants it done. So the Radva says, according to that pshat, the Lashon shouldn't have said, Hein metamen esagat, but it should have said, Shagat noach litameh. It's tameable, and therefore, the Balabais would give them power. Luficha, perishabeinu, b'nisha imirtu latame esagat, yecholen v'chulu. So that's why two different pshatim, how to understand this line of the Gemara, which is how to understand the Mishnah, the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rosh and other Rishonim. Look in the smack. We don't do too many smocks. The smock is great. The smock, one of the Bali HaTosfis, the smock, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. So in Reish Mem Vav, which is the mitzvah of Hafreshas Chala, mitzvah of Hafreshas Chala, so there, towards the end, he talks about what we discussed recently from the Trumas HaDeshen and the Xos about being Mafresh Chala on behalf of the owner. You have the worker, you have the Mishareses. What did he mean Mafresh Chala? V'zorach Litol Rishus Me'Bailim. You have to take Rishus from the Bailim, B'Shas HaFresha. V'im Nasta Rishus Ba'ochi Kemach Mo'el. And even if the Rishus was given when it was still flour, at when it was flour, you cannot be Mafresh. Right, we'll learn Mishnah and Chala. If somebody takes off Chala when it's still flour, it's not dough yet, then it's no good, it's not a hafrasha. But even if the reshus is given when it's flour, please be mafresh for me, that's okay. So that's a chiddush, but that's okay. Holo biyado likach isav alasa shliach lahafresh b'mena, because it's all biyado. V'nira, d'imbalabayis omer, d'nichale sheyafresh hagabal. If the balabayis says, I'd appreciate it, doesn't make a shliach, but nichale sheyafresh hagabal, yafresh, then he can, the kneader can be mafresh. V'im hifresh shalo birshus, chalaso chala. And if he did it shalo birshus, it's chala, it's okay. If you have the kneader, even though the kneader wasn't given beferish rishus. Midi dahave apol, and he says just like the smach knew Yerushalmis and Bryces and Toseftis. Midi dahave, why is the kneader allowed even if he didn't get explicit shlichus? Midi dahave apolim shilchu boshasi v'ari fagat, just like workers. Hatar min shalom midas balabayis. V'lo dami lahad da'amar. It's not similar to the case of, oh, if he didn't make a shliach, how could he do it? Why? Important line. De po'alim shayni sheheim ktsas shaychibay. Workers are different. Right, we've had a lot of different relationships that we've spoken about. We have a total acher. That's the first mishnah in the Masechta. Right, tar mal shayni shalom, for sure no good. What do you have to do with me? But then you have partners, which we spoke about. We had a machlokas tanoim. Would the partners be happy with what was done? Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And now you have workers. So workers are another relationship. Right? The Rambam says, well, you obviously trust the workers. If you trust the workers, so then there's more flexibility there. So the smach here notes that the kneaders are like the workers, even though you didn't have Befeirish Rishus to be Mafresh, but because they're Ksas Shaychi Bey, they are connected, and therefore it would be okay. Says the Gemara. Let's continue. So we just went Machali between the wine and the oil. So Tani, so Me'emasai. Now we're done Me'emasai. Now we're going to have a couple of Toseftas in a row from the third parak of Trumas. Me'emasai tar min es hagat. We're going to change that girsa. So when are you tarim the gat of the wine? Mishihil chubehen chesiva arev. When they go again, chesiva arev, back and forth at the beginning. Me'emasai metaim en osan. So when is that? Me'emasai metaim en osan. When do we assume that people touch and they're not careful anymore? Let's go back to the Rosh's shot. When do we assume that the Baal Bais is going to come and touch, or when do we assume that other people might touch? So Me'emasai metamino son. So Beishamai Omrin Misheyotzi es Hasheni. When they take out the Meiser Sheni, meaning they wait. People don't want to mess up the Meiser Sheni. So it's a little bit later, meaning Truma and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. So when they take out the Meiser Sheni, so that's when they're going to be metamiyat. So you better be mafresh before that. Ubeisilal omri mishiyotzi es harishon. No, even earlier, when they take out the Meiser Rishon. Take out the Meiser Rishon. Right? Why does the Amaretz Mekel, and it doesn't wait till Meiser Sheni is taken out? Meiser Sheni is something special too. Meiser Rishon, you might say, is chulin. Right? And it goes to the Levi, but the Yisrael can eat it once the Jumas Meiser is taken out. Meiser Sheni. So why people Mekel? So they look in the Marasir Leo. Mishiyotzi es harishon. Meiser Rishon. Aval ein mamtina la Meiser Sheni. Kivan de inhu achlile. Number one, people are like, well, I could eat this. If I could eat it, it must not be so special. Right? I have to eat it in Yerushalayim, but I eat it. If it's not for specific people, so that maybe it doesn't reflect as much Kedusha. So number one, inhu achlile. Va'od, says the Rosh Sir Leo, de isle pidyon bein tahar bein tamei lo chashavlu. Even if it becomes tamei, I can redeem it onto money. And take the money to Yerushalayim and then buy tar food. So it's not the biggest deal if it becomes tameh. So that is why, for both those reasons, they don't wait till till the Maaser Sheni is taken out. That's when you got to be nervous. Well, but when these hafrashas happen, and you have to do the hafrash when these tumas happen, therefore you have to do the hafrasha beforehand. Amar Rabbi Yosi, halacha kebe shamai. The halacha is like be shamai, right? That it is the later time. V'arabim nagu kebe silel. But the rabbim have been known like be silel that they already go by the earlier time. So again, this could be on the list of kulas of be shamai and chumras of be silel, or this is just about the metzias of what people do. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Nirin Divrei Beis Shammai B'Shas Mikdash, V'Divrei Beis Hillel B'Zman Hazeh. We Nirin, says Rabbi Shimon, B'Zman HaMikdash, when people eat Maaser Sheni and it's Nechal, so then maybe we people are taken more seriously because it's relevant. V'Divrei Beis Hillel B'Zman Hazeh. V'Divrei Beis Hillel is post Churban, and therefore you can't eat Maaser Sheni. You don't have the chomos anymore, and therefore that's when people don't. You have to burn it anyway, or you have to be poded anyway, for sure. So maybe people don't take it as seriously, and therefore there be matamid earlier. The chachamim omrim and the chachamim argue on both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. Ela, right away. It's not a hafrasha later on. Oh, they're not going to be matamid until Maaser Rishon is taken, until Maaser Sheni is taken. No, what have we been talking about? Right when the pressing starts, the Balabais might come. Motzi Truma V'Trumas Maaser, right when the Truma, earlier, Umatamina Sabar Miyad, and the Maaser right away. And Reb Yochanan on top, the second line of today's daf, that said, right when they went Shesi V'Arif, Matamina Sabar Miyad, that's like this day. That's like this Chachamim, meaning not like a little bit later with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but it is very... it is very early. So that is Tosefta about Me'emasai. It started off Me'emasai Tarmin Es Ha'anavim. That was in the Tosefta in the third perek. Me'emasai Me'tarmin Es Hagat. So now, Rav Tam Me'emasai Me'tamin from the next, the Tarmin Es Hazesim. This is the next Tosefta. Me'emasai Tarmin Es Hazesim Is Tani Tani Mishe Yitachanu Vis Tani Tani Mishe Yitanu. So when are you allowed to be torim the zeis and the olives? Because you're going to be nervous that they might, the oil might become tameh. So one says misha yitachanu when they're ground up, when you grind, or I should say press the olives. That's a later stage in the process. Viz tani tani misha yitanu, and some say no, when you put the board on. Toein, right? When you put the board on, so that is an earlier time. That's an earlier time than Yitachanu. So like Gemara says, Nichal manta amrei mishitanu. I understand why you should be Toreim, right? When by the earlier time. Lamanta amrei mishitanu, but if you wait till the later time, again, it's crushed and pressed a few times. So if you wait till the later time, didn't we say that you should be nervous? Lochein amrei Rabbi Yochanan hadrochos, v'kiva shilchum ben shesiv ari metamines abar miyad. Didn't we say that you have to be nervous that people are going to touch and be matami things right away? So how could this Tosefta say that it's a later time or this day of the Brisa? Misha Yitchadu, the Gemara gives the same chilk as we said before. Elakan b'yayin, rekan b'shemen. When do we allow a later time? That's by oil. V'lohu yayin v'hu shemen. Isn't it the same thing? No. Ma ben yayin, ma ben shemen. Yayin tumasa mitsuya, shemen in tumasa mitsuya. Wine, people are touching at an earlier stage, they want to taste it. Oil, they're not, and therefore you have to be more nervous about wine earlier. Or the Gemara says, maybe regarding what people touch, it's equal. But tuma is more matsui. What does that mean? We just said they're equal. What does it mean, tuma is more mitsuya? So if you look in the Meichal Hamayim, one of the achronim in the back, he says this line is referring to a different source of tuma, and that is klomar bnei adam oskin b'shemen kamo b'yayin. Regarding people, it's equal. Ela she'etzam atuma matzui b'yayin yosmi b'shemen. Why? Mebnei shashrotzim ohavim yayin v'lo shemen. Right, little rodents. Right, and other sources of tuma like wine more. And I'll bring you a raya, where we spoke about recently, mayim gluyim, right, liquids that are left open. So wine left open, you gotta be careful about. Shemen ein bo mishum gilui, says the Gemara in Chulin Memtes. The animals aren't interested in the oil. They're interested in the wine. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya Barada is saying, the second day, not just the people are more won't, touch the wine, but also animals as well. Animal as well. The Mishnah and Trumas later on will have Shlosha Mashkin Asur Mishum Gilui, Mayim, Yayin, and Chalav. Shemen's not there. because shemen is not as attractive to the little rodents, sources of tumah, the shratzim, and therefore there's a difference in halacha between the shemen and the oil. Good. Tani, we continue. This is also continuing according from that Tosefta. Paragimel. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Imratza, if somebody wants early, if somebody wants to be mafrish oil, slash from the olives early, maybe Zaysim, bring some olives. You don't want to wait till you get that whole board and the crushing, pressing process. So you just take some olives. Venosel tochamamol. You have your own personal, like, little, grinder or presser, a millstone. Vaholi chabalein. And then the oil comes out. And that could work on an early, and could, at an early stage, and you can be mafresh there. Like the Rabbi Yochanan said on Amad Aleph. You could do that early. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, the little oil that comes out in that hand presser, not the big fancy big board one, lo domin zesim la'anavim. Maybe you could do that with grapes. The early wine, the grape juice that comes out of the grapes, that's grape juice. But the early oil that comes out from the little crusher that you're going to use, that's not good enough to be mafresh from. Anavim deos. Grapes are softer than notkos es hayayin. They release their wine, they release their juice, and therefore that can be considered wine. Zesim kashim venotkin es hashemen. Olives are tougher, keep their liquid in more, and ena notkos. What does that mean? Even if some liquid comes out, it might not have the status of oil. And therefore, doing that early is not going to help you. It's not going to have that status. If you look in the Brisker Rav, the Griz has two pages in the Griz al Rambam on Trumos. So there, he talks about this Yerushalmi. He says, the Gambazesim, he says, Mishum Shemei Oz Kfar Nifrash, later on, Kfar Nifrash Amashke, Ubatal Chibur La Ochel, Afshu Adayin Batocha Ochel. But when it comes to the earlier stages, when it didn't really get out of the inside yet. It didn't get out of the peel yet. So even if some liquid moves, and even if some moves out, it won't have the status of oil. It's not chashuv yet. Right? Sometimes it's called mohal. It's called liquid that comes out of the olives, but it won't be called oil yet. So therefore, doing it early with this little hand, presser wouldn't serve your purpose. It wouldn't help you. Okay. So this is about workers on behalf and when the earliest time to be mafresh in order to prevent it from becoming tame. Next, Ha'omer, Trumas Hakri Azeh Besocho Umaiser Besocho. I have a big pile. I say, the Truma's in here and the Maisers are in here. Is that good? I didn't designate any specific. I wasn't mafresh physically. I wasn't even korei shem. So Omer Truma Sakriya Zebesocho. Umaiser also besocho. Utrumas Maiser Zebesocho. It's all in there. But that's how specific as I was. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kara Shem. Rabbi Shimon says it works, Kara Shem. Right, and therefore you right, look at the Mara Folda. Fazorach Litrumal Aser Mitocho, you gotta take it out. You can't be mafresh from somewhere else because the Trumas and the Maisers are already inside here. Right, it's good enough. The Mara Folda notes that there's a Bavli that maybe says otherwise, but that's the Reb Shimon. V'chachamim omrim atchiomer b'tzono b'dromba. No, you got to be more specific. You got to say in the north side of this kree, in the south side of this kree. You can't be so general. The Rambam in Gimel Ches Trumos. The Rambam quotes this. The Rambam says Hifrish. Homer Trumas Akri Hazeh Lesocho, Im Amar Bitsono Bedromo Karashem, Vachayev Lahafresh Mimenu Trumaso, Vim Lo, Iain Makom, Lo Omar Klum. Right, the Rambam Paskins. You just say, in here somewhere, that's not good enough. Right, the Rambam Paskins against Rabbi Shimon, like the Chachamim. Stop there for a, let's just do all the Shitas, then we'll talk about them. Rabbi Lazar Chasma Omer, we'll get to that name. Rabbi Lazar Chasma says, right, chasam lihit chasem means the strong one. Ha'omer truma sakrimi manu alav karashem. Truma. I'm not going to give you all of them, trumas and maestras. Ha'omer truma sakrimi manu, at least the truma, but not the maeser and not the trumas maeser. So, Rebbe Lazar chasma as a middle shita. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, ha'omer isur maeser ze asui trumas maeser alav karashem. He says maybe only the maeser Rishon, which then gets the Trumas Meiser. We'll have to talk about all of these shitas. These are the four shitas. Either the Rabbi Shimon said it works, the Chacham say it does not work, you have to be more specific, and then you have the two other shitas that are mentioned about Truma and Trumas Meiser. The Ramban, another Rishonim, in Chulin Daf Yudalad. Chulin Yudalad. The Ramban says, the Gemara there, remember the Brisa from Demai that comes up in 10 different places in Shas, right? It's a Halokech Yain Ben Akusim, right? You buy wine, and maybe it's Erev Shabbos, maybe it's Erev before Shabbos, maybe you don't have a Kli. So what do? You say, in here, the Asara Maiser Rishon, Tezah Maiser Sheni, Umechla V'Shosim Yad. The Brisa that comes up in a few places in Shas. But there's no specifying there. You have this alokech yain ben akusim, and you just say in there. Say, ask all the rishonim there, right? Ikatakashale. I'm reading from the Ramban. Valboila meimer letzfono ladromo. Don't you have to be more specific? Like our Mishnah says, the Mishnah Truma says you can't just say it's in there. So says the Ramban. The yesh shahayu svurin lomar. There some wanted to say dechitnan hachi aliba demand les lebreira. When do you say that? You need to specify north, south, east, west. That's if you don't hold a brera. Meaning you don't hold to the principle that later on when you take it out, you can already see the roots of this separation in the past. That's when you have to be more specific. Avamanda isle brera. But if you hold a brera, afilu lo amr lezron lezrono karashem. Right? If you hold a brera, then you don't have to be specific. You don't have to be specific. That's a deya. And the Ramban says, valoi, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. Why? Because Hafrasha needs what we call Shiareha Nikarin. Right? That's why you can't give your whole field Truma. You have to have, by definition, the Hafrasha has to be Mati or something. Right? Chulin. She needs Shiareha Nikarin. You need the Shirayim, what's left over. Nikar. Clear. So even if it's 2%, you want to give 98% to Truma. Okay. But you need Shiareha Nikarin. So says the Ramban, you don't have Shiareha Nikarin. Right, so even if you want to say our Mishnah is according to the Manda Amar less lebrera, and that Brisa is lebrera, still it's not going to be good enough. Even if you say is lebrera, it's not going to be good enough for Shiare and Ikaren. That's one day of the Ramban, and then the Ramban says v'shamati b'shem gaon zal. No, the Lamanda is lebrera. If you hold a brera, kivan shamar shani asid lahafrish lo boy lameimer letzvon ledromo shakshu mafrisho. If you say that what I'm going to be mafrish. So then it's going to be, it's going to work. It's Huvra, Darvel Mafreya. It's Huvra, Dekol, Almasha Hifresh, Chalamaiser, Vishiyah, Nikar, Lamafreya. And it is Shira, Nikarin. Once you're Mafresh, then you see, backwards. Avavish, Lohay, Yodin, Bosasha. Even though at the moment, really in time, you didn't know. What about our, so that's, if you hold a brera, it would work. And that's what that Brisa, Lokech, Yami, Ben Akusim. Our Mishnah, you didn't say, oh, what I'm going to be mafresh in the future. You're trying to be mafresh now. You're trying to be mafresh now? So then that doesn't work. You don't have shiur any karin. Aval Omar, sha'ani, asin lahafresh, karashem v'shosem yad. And that's what works in Meseches Demai. But what do you see from that Ramban though? 2 days, according to the Manda Omar, yesh brera, do you say it's called shiur any karin? So what's that about? According to my number, Yesh Brera, you're going backwards in time. So the Achronim, some Achronim would use this Lashon, when you have something that goes back in time, is it what's called Lamafreya Lamafreya or Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya? Right? It goes back in time. But is that only back in time? Once I get to the future, I can look back and say, oh, now I can see the roots of this happen in the past. That's called Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya. It didn't actually happen, Lamafreya. But from now, at T2, I can look back and say, oh, the roots of this happened at T1. So that's not Shiur any Karin, because it's only Mikan Lahaba, you look back Lamafreya. But if you have the approach of Lamafreya, Lamafreya, that when you have Lamafreya, it means mamish, the past has changed. You're allowed to look at it as if the past has changed, even in the past. So maybe that's Shiur any Karin. So then you could look at it as if mamish, it was hufrash at that moment, and shiareni karin. So these 2 days in the Ramban really beautifully reflect that lumdish question of mikana lahaba lamafreya, and lamafreya lamafreya. Good. Rabbi Elazar Chasma, later on in the Mishnah, where did he get this name from? Rabbi Elazar Chasma, some of Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. If you look at the Tosfos Yantif in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Elazar the Mishnah says at the end of the third parak. Our girsa in the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma Omer Kinun Pischein Hein Gufi Alafis Kufos Vagratios. A couple of lines in Pirkei Avos says the Tosfos Yantif. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. It's a wrong girsa. Rabbi Elazar Chasma Garsinan. Why? Because look at the Medrash in Vayikra. Medrash in Vayikra Rabbi Perachav Gimel. Rabbi Elazar Chasma was asked to say be the chazan for Shema, and he couldn't get the words out, and he was very embarrassed. So Rabbi Akiva, you know, taught him. So the next time he went up, he wasn't embarrassed, but because he had to go through that embarrassment, it made him a stronger person. And therefore, he was called Rabbi Elazar Chasma. And the Akiva, and Tosfos Yantif says, and also in Trumas in the third parak. That's the other place he is. So you have Pirkei Avos in the third parak, and Trumas in the third parak, he says, Rabbi Elazar Chasma. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. He's the strong one, because he went through that experience. Okay, let's just continue for a minute. Hamakdim Truma Lebikurim. So now the Mishnah says, as we're talking about in this, if you want to give the Trumas and the Maiseris, everything in this, got to do it in order. Hamakdim Truma Lebikurim. If you do Truma before Bikurim, Maiser Rishon LeTruma, Maiser Rishen LeRishon Ava Pishu Over Belosase Masha Asa Asui. Even though you violated, even though you did a Losase, you went out of order. What you did, you did. Shneimar Malei Aschave Demachal Losa Acher. Right, that's the pasuk in the Shmos that you can't go out of order. We darshan from there. How do you know Bikurim is supposed to be before Truma? Zekari Truma Veracious. Zekari Truma Veracious. They're both called Truma and Racious. Ella Yikdimu Abikurim Shein Bikurim Lakol. Bikurim is first for everything. What does that mean, Bikurim Lakol? The word Bachar, right? The Marafolda says that means first. And also, it's written in Kisisa. Before Trumas. Okay, Bikurim comes first. And Bikurim is also before it grows. Vitruma l'rishon, but Truma comes before Maaser Rishon, shehi Rishis. It's called Rishis. Maaser Rishon l'sheni, sheishbo Rishis. Because it has Rishis in it, it has Truma in it. There's a lot to talk about regarding this Isser of going out of order. Is it a lava nita glase? Do you get Malkus on it? Beth Hashem, we'll start with that. Rambam, Radvaz discussion. Beth Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow.